Time to recap Redalo County Commissioners. That means Mr. Ted Gans is in the house. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
Doing well.
Good.
We are flying through the month of January, aren't we?
Here we go. You bet.
Let's get to the agenda from last night. Now, yesterday, of course, the reorganization of the Board of Commissioners as takes place at the kind of the beginning of the year.
It does. Annual reorganization is exactly at the beginning of the year every year. You bet. And we had no one present for citizens' comments yesterday. We did have a Board of Equalization meeting. We met with Crystal Dack, the treasurer. She had 6 nonprofit renewals for motor vehicle exemptions. Some of those exemptions were for the E-Free Church, the McCook YMCA, Peace Lutheran Church, Community Action Partnership of Mid-Nebraska, and then the McCook Christian Church, and then the Willow Church in Indianola. So those are the 6 churches or groups and nonprofits that had, they were just renewals, mm-hmm. So no new vehicles there. So we approved all 6 of those. And then Lori Stevens, the assessor, presented a tax roll correction for Bowie Machinery. It was a decrease to the tax roll of $11,081.06. This was just some equipment that we thought Bowie had here in Red Willow County, but instead he had it over in Clay County. So that was just a tax roll correction. We approved that. You bet.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that. Then we started the reorganization after that, didn't you?
Yep, that's correct. So we elected myself as the chairman of the board, then Randy Dean, Commissioner Dean, to be the vice chair in my absence. Then we also moved on to electing the chair and vice chair of the Board of Equalization. Randy Dean will be chairman, and I myself will be the vice chair for the Board of Equalization. Then we elected the chairman and vice chairman of the Noxious Weed Control Authority. Chairman will be Charles Fritchie and vice chair Randy Dean. Mm-hmm. Then we have roughly 13 boards, different boards that we all serve on. So we had spent a little time sorting that out, and what we come up with is Commissioner Randy Dean will be on the RC&D board, Region 2 Governing Board, Hillcrest Nursing Home Board, the County's Planning Commission, and McCook Economic Development Corporation. Then I will be on the Fair Board, Red Willow Health Board, and then the Southwest Public Health Board. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Fritchie will be on the Veterans Service Committee, the County Visitors Committee, Nebraska County Extension, and the Rewards Committee. So not a lot of change there from our previous appointments, those boards, but you bet. So we went through that, and then we moved on to other positions there in the county. We renewed the contract with Road Superintendent Miller and Associates for 2026. We also reappointed Kevin Darling as the emergency manager for 2026, and then reappointed Michael Simmons as the veteran service officer for 2026. Then for our noxious weed superintendent, we did not reappoint Sonia Prentice for that position. Then moving on, Brandy Bird will continue to be the county health director. Also, Billy Cole will continue to be our county waste director. And then we also designated the McCook Gazette as the official county newspaper, and the Red Willow County website as an additional method of providing notice of meetings. Mm-hmm. So then also, last item on that, we adopted Resolution 1586, Book 24, page 93, designating banks as depositories for Red Willow County for the calendar 2026 year. And so kind of a little housekeeping there, but obviously it's an annual deal, so you bet.
Got to do it the first year every year.
Yes, sir.
So we'll have to reappoint somebody for the noxious weed superintendent.
Yes, so we will be running an ad. It is a part-time job. It currently pays $1,200 a month. Mm-hmm. And again, the caveat to that is you have to at least do 20 hours of continuing education courses. There's 40 hours of classes that are offered throughout the state over the course of the year, so you got to hit half of them. And a lot of times when they have the NACO convention in Kearney in December, that's usually a good time to get a lot of those credit hours done in 2 days. So, but yes, we will be looking for somebody. We'll be running an ad in the newspaper, and obviously now I'm putting a shout out. So if anybody's interested in being the Noxious Weed Superintendent, either reach out to one of your commissioners, mm-hmm. or stop up at the courthouse and visit with the clerk's office. You bet.
All right. Revisit official salaries for 2027 through the 2030 term.
Yeah, we did this a few meetings back, and some of the elected officials weren't able to attend. And so yesterday we had a meeting. We initially agreed on a resolution of 2.5% raise each year over that four-year period. So unlike the county employees, that which you're up for raises each and every year, the officials are voted on every 4 years in a four-year term there. So after meeting with some of the elected officials and discussing, you know, NACO, Nebraska Association of County Officials, came out with a study, and their recommendation was for anywhere from a 19 to 28% raise over those four-year period. You know, we had a very lengthy discussion on this that, you know, with our economic times and everything, the cost of living, we understand. And obviously our goal is to keep the taxes down, right? The tax ask. So, we had a discussion. We ended up amending our original resolution from 2.5 to 3.5. So we bumped up just a percentage there. And so we're looking at over that 4 year period, about a 14%. So, you know, it is what it is. I know that, you know, our elected officials do work hard, but it is a service that we provide. And so you bet. And so we had a good talk, but it was relatively lengthy. You bet.
Consent agenda had a few items there.
We did. We had six total items on there. One was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two was approved accounts payable claims. This go-around was $200,848.41. And then item number three was reappoint Mike Ecklin and Mike Skolot to the Hillcrest Board, term to expire December 31st of 2031. Then item number four was surplus two gooseneck trailers for the Visitors Bureau. Item number five was set January 26, 2026 at 9:30 a.m. as the date and time to hold a public hearing to amend the budget. This came on we're going to have a discussion, household hazardous waste. We had a little boo-boo on the budget where we didn't budget enough. It's not taxpayers' dollars. That money is primarily funded by grant money. However, obviously in budgetary things, if you don't budget for it, you can't spend it. And so we didn't pull enough reserves out of there to put it towards the budget. So Billy is the household hazardous waste is kind of running out of some funds down there, so we're going to have to add some more to that fund. So we're going to have a public meeting during our normal commissioners meeting on the 26th there. And then item number six was surplus equipment for waste in District 3. So we approved all six items on the consent agenda there, Rich.
And a couple of correspondence, or I think one of correspondence.
Well, yep. We had one Tax Equalization and Review Commission notice of appeal by Dale Doolin. This is resulting from assessed values on the property. And so Mr. Doolin is contesting that with the Turk Board, or at least filing an appeal. Then item number two is NACO continuing education for Sonia Prentice. And so we talk about this where you need to make sure that you're continuing education courses. And so that was the correspondence from NACO. Then we had a couple reports. Report number one is Miller & Associates 2025 bridge inspections. We get this every year. Miller & Associates goes out and inspects all the bridges within the county. And if there's any issues or problems with those bridges, then they send that report and then hope that we address them. You bet. And then report number two was the district court clerk's monthly revenue report. The district court clerk brought in $3,738.48, or excuse me, 47 cents, off by a penny there. So,
all right.
Yeah.
And that wrapped it up. I mean, it might have went quick with us this morning, but it really was a lengthy.
Yeah, I rattled it off pretty fast. But we were there from 8:30 to 11:15. So it was a fairly lengthy meeting. But all good. We just, you know. You take whatever time it takes to take care of business. You bet.
Exactly right. Winter months ahead. Ted and I were just talking about. Is winter going to be here? Are you going to get out and push snow or anything? We'll see if that ever happens.
See if that happens. I mean, we'll definitely. I mean, we need the moisture. That's never a question for us down here in southwest Nebraska. We always like the moisture, and somehow it seems like it always bypasses us. But again, sometimes we grumble about it when we are pushing snow, we're driving on muddy roads or whatever the case may be, but we definitely need it. But yeah, thus far, man, it's been awful mild. You bet.
Next meeting will be coming up on the 26th.
January 26th. Yes,
all
sir.
Right. Very good. And as always, if folks would like to sit in on the county commissioners, they can feel free to do so, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's open to the public. It's an open meeting. Come by, stop in, visit with us, give us a call, whatever you'd like to do. You bet. You're more than welcome.
Thank you very much for coming by, as
Thank
always.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it.